This show is brought to you by ERN. Find us online at ernlive.com.
Well, you're listening to Ink Radio. And a little I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide from ZZ Top. We are Nationwide. Syndicated radio show, Ink Radio, with Ink Magazine. Check us out at ink.com. I did a show with Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. It was probably the most interesting year of my life, I might say. Talk about a man with imagination. Whew. It's amazing. Paul David Walker here, Scott Duffy. It is Ink Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Paul, so you have a story, and if people want to look it up, I imagine it's also at geniusstone.com, your website?
No, it's just on LinkedIn.
Okay, so LinkedIn. Look up Paul David Walker, everybody.
Yeah.
And we're talking about imagination, intuition, and intention. Give us, you know, roll through the story a little bit of your story on LinkedIn.
Well, what is really important and what's in that story is you got to know the difference between your ego's fantasies and your knowing or your true intuition. And I always ask my CEOs a question. I says, how do you know when it's the right call? How do you know? One of them said, you know, I feel this warmth, confidence in my heart. I can see it working. And what I recommend to your listeners is you go through every time you had an idea and it was right, and check into how you felt. How did you know? Go through and write down things that you did that were totally off and get a sense of what that feeling was like. And write down all the things that you did that you should have done that you knew were right and you didn't do and why.
Right.
Because you got to know the difference between, you know, your fantasies and when in the field of imagination your intuition is picking the right thing.
I'll tell you what. I just played ZZ Top, Billy Gibbons. Billy Gibbons is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's an amazing, amazing musician. They call him the Reverend. And the reason why is because he's the gentleman of the music world. And I want to tell you, the piece of advice that he gave me, and it feeds right back to what you just said, Paul. Mm-hmm. We were in, we did a show together one day, and then we went back to his house, and he lives, you know, in right off of Sunset in Beverly, or next to Beverly Hills off of Doheny. And mm-hmm. I'm going to this beautiful mansion that his dad used to own. Now, his dad is the artist that designed the Oscar, right? I mean, this is...
Wow.
It's stuff
really?
You'd never think of. Exactly. So he said to me one night, he says, Alan, do you ever keep a notepad next to your bed? And I go, no. He goes, let me tell you something. The one piece of advice I give you, keep a notepad next to your bed because your best ideas come to you in your sleep. And you got to wake up and write them down. And I thought to myself, wow, that was such great advice. Because you know how many great ideas I had while I was kind of in that, I don't know, that dream state of where I was, you know, kind of in, you know, dreaming like in my best scenario, I'm going to buy an airplane. I'm going to have a mansion in the sky. Once all that's done, then the reality sinks in of, oh, but you got to do this first and you got to do that first. I will wake up and I will write these thoughts down. And it's funny because I went to his room to get something for him one day and he goes, hey, I sleep on the floor. And I was like, what? He goes, okay. Yeah, I just got a mattress on the floor. I like sleeping on the floor. And sure enough, right next to his bed was two things, his notepad and a pen and a, you know, just some little writing instruments. He had a felt pen and because he was a doodler, right? But he had some hot sauce. So I went back up and I said, Billy, I go, what's the story with the hot sauce? He goes, oh, I had some tacos the other night. So, I mean, when you hang with a rock star, you never know what you're going to get anyway. So, Paul, if you look at these three words that headline your story on LinkedIn, imagination, intuition, and intention, is there one that is more important than the other, or does it take this, you know, equal parts of the three?
Takes all three.
Yeah.
Takes all three. Because, you know, you can have great dreams and ideas, and how many people have seen a new product come out and say, geez, I knew that. I could have done that.
Right.
Now, without intention, it doesn't happen. And if you're starting a new product, a new business, new division, one of my clients who's in my book, In Your Future, Lawrence Coe, And they invent things. That's what they do, right? And here's what Lauren said. He says, you know, when something resonates with your purpose in life, when something resonates to a contribution you want to make, when something resonates to a service that we want to perform, there is a solidity, a recognition that takes place within you. When you follow this resonance, this inner guidance, this experience, it becomes easier for you to recognize over time. And intention just starts to well up in you. You know, there's this, your energy shifts. People can feel it. They go, yeah, something's going on here. Because now you know when you know. It's one of the things I harp on people. There's no substitute for practice, and there's no substitute for knowing when you know.
Right.
Right.
That's when your intention becomes like a rocket ship.
Paul, you know, it's funny. I heard you mention your book, and I've had you on enough times that I actually forgot to mention that Paul is also an author. Tell about your book real quick, and then we'll take a break.
It's called Invent Your Future, Starting with Your Calling. Your calling calls you, like we just talked about. And I interviewed 20 successful CEOs who've grown their businesses, all self-made, to come up with a narrative about the book, and it's full of their stories and their quotes.
I love it.
It's a great book.
I love it. You're a good man. Paul David Walker. If you want to go to LinkedIn and check out his story, Imagination, Intuition, and Intention, you can find him there. Also, you go to his website, geniusstone.com, find his book and all the rest of the story. Paul, thank you very much, my friend. I'll be right back with more right here on Inc. Radio, and we hope that we're helping you to grow your company, your brand, your person. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's all relative. We'll be right back. It's Inc. Radio.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel of that, I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.